Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is so-called Black Friday, and we want to encourage you, when you shop, to vote with your shopping dollars. Find out which stores are naughty and which ones are nice. Patronize those that acknowledge Christmas and the reason for the season, and ultimately stay away from those that want your money and they want to profit, but they don't even want to acknowledge what Christmas is all about. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we are in the Christmas shopping season. Today is Black Friday. Many of you are out shopping or will go out shopping. Some of you guys, I know you're going to do that much later. That's okay. But that's we want you to.
That's
whoa,
me.
That's last, a little stereotypical.
Last minute, yep.
It is what it is. So, but either way, whether you're online or in person, check out Liberty Counsel's Naughty and Nice List, and it's at lc.org. And there you can find out which stores you want to patronize because they acknowledge Christmas, and which ones you want to avoid because they pretend that it doesn't even exist.
Yeah, they acknowledge Christmas, and of course, the prefix there, Christ, Christ Mass. And they acknowledge that Christ is in Christmas, and it's a national holiday. Congress has ratified, Christmas as a national holiday, not just, Santa Claus and Rudolph, but the reason for the season, Christ himself.
You know, it's like, Matt, if it's your birthday and we have a party, but we can't say anything about happy birthday to you. We can't acknowledge you. It's the same kind of thing.
We're going to celebrate a party, but we're not going to acknowledge
the person. Yeah, this is Christ's celebration of his birthday, but we can't talk about him. What's wrong with that?
And it's a federal holiday, by the way.
Happy holidays.
Exactly.
It's a state holiday, and people all around this country, in fact, even around the world, but in this country, there's a federal and state holiday. Most people are going to be at home because private employers, public employers, federal or state, they're closed on that day.
Right.
To celebrate Christmas. What is that name? And it's got the word Christ right in it. What is a green pointed prickly thing that we decorate in the month of December? It's called a Christmas
tree. Is it a holiday tree?
No.
They used to be called holiday trees, and that's how this whole thing started.
The previous administration, maybe.
Where it would be holiday trees and holiday lights. In fact, some years ago, when it was really absurd and what ultimately launched our Naughty and Nice List, is I was looking at a catalog. It was both in print and online. And on one page, it had Hanukkah. And on the other middle page, it had Christmas, but it wasn't Christmas. It was holiday. And then it had another celebration of something completely different, called it by its name. And so it was pretty obvious that they were censoring Christmas.
So who was excluded? Right, Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas. Because you had holiday lights and you had holiday tree. Now, I've never seen the green pointed prickly tree that's got all the decorations on it celebrating Hanukkah or Thanksgiving or New Year's or anything else. It only celebrates one thing. In fact, it's actually called a Christmas tree for some reason. And I think it's because it celebrates Christmas.
Absolutely. And so, I was so pleased when President Trump was, I guess he was campaigning.
He was campaigning.
We will say Merry Christmas. And I think some of the retailers finally said, okay, I think it's okay. We can say Merry Christmas now.
They did, but it started long before that. 15 years ago, about 16 years ago, we launched
the 15th year,
Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And that is to educate both in the public and in the private market regarding the ability and the reason to keep Christ in the season. But then the year after that, we launched this Naughty and Nice List because you could not find anywhere Christmas. You could only find holiday. And people, and in fact, in one case, there was a tree that was cut down from Nova Scotia, and it was coming into Boston. And it happens every year because Bostonians helped people in Nova Scotia with a major fire some years ago. So in return, they cut down this big tree every year, and they would put it on the flatbed semi, and they would truck it to Boston, and there would be a tree lighting ceremony. And what happened was it said Merry Christmas on the side of the cab, and they cut it down, and they filmed, and they took photos. And then, by the way, it gets into Boston, and the mayor there decided, oh, this is not a Christmas tree. This is a holiday tree. They're going to have a holiday tree lighting. So they changed the name.
How sad.
And that was the year we ultimately launched this because it got to be so absurd. Now what you see is these retailers acknowledging Christmas.
And what are some of those retailers that are on the nice
list?
Well,
we have American Eagle Outfitters, Bath and Body Works, Bill's Department Store, Belk's, Best Buy. Of course, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland obviously honors Christmas. Christmas Place, Dillard's, Hallmark.
Walmart, Staples.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby, The Home Depot.
And Walmart has come around over the years.
Walmart was one of the original offenders, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart had holiday trees, holiday lights, happy holidays. The cashiers were not allowed to even say Merry Christmas when the customer initiated it. Now, I can understand maybe you want to say happy holidays as a generic matter because you don't know whether somebody is this or that. But when the customer says Merry Christmas,
yeah.
You know, that's when it's pretty obvious. When the customer says, you have a Merry Christmas, then you ought to be able to return, Merry Christmas too.
Yeah.
Right.
Or somebody says, Happy Hanukkah. I don't have a problem with saying Happy Hanukkah.
I don't either.
Right,
no,
right.
No problem. I don't celebrate Hanukkah, but I have no problem wishing somebody who does to have a Happy Hanukkah.
Absolutely.
They were not allowed to even return a greeting of Merry Christmas, and that's where it became pretty obvious. We listed Home Depot when we first launched this on the naughty side. They got the message the next year, and they came out actually in October, I believe it was, with an announcement. The following year, we're going to say Merry Christmas early and often, and from then on, they have done so.
You know, and the good part is we have contact information on this list that you can call these particular retailers, thank them for celebrating Christmas, or tell them that you're disappointed in them if they're on the naughty list. So, you know, it's you're talking about their profit here. So
and they don't
people.
They only know what they know. So, I
right.
mean, if you decide not to patronize a store that is on the naughty list, let them know because they need to know. It needs to get up to management, up to corporate. They need to understand that if they're going to ignore Christmas and try to profit from Christmas, that you're going to take your business elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of which, Academy Sports and Outdoors, these are all on the naughty list. Barnes & Noble, Burlington Coat Factory, Dick's Sporting Goods always have been on the naughty list. Never been
about
on
that
the
one.
Yeah. Gap, which they're affiliated with Old Navy, Banana Republic, Athleta. J.C. Crew Fitters, always been on the naughty list. The Limited, The Loft, Lord & Taylor, Rite Aid Pharmacy, Target, TJ Maxx, and Walgreens. Walgreens just doesn't seem to know which way to go. They're sometimes on the naughty list, more often on the naughty list than they are on the nice list, although they have occasionally popped over to the nice list. There's no reason to come up to a holiday and not acknowledge it. What other holiday would they do that to?
And, you know, these are just some of them. Like if, you know, we welcome people to let us know if, like, for example, I've gone into Publix. And Publix, the first thing you walk in, they have these huge Mylar balloons that have the nativity on there. And I thought, that is so special. You know, they need to be appreciated for that. Yeah, they need to be added to that, appreciated for what they're doing.
Yeah, so if you have, you're shopping online, you're in the stores, and you find stores that are not on this list, and they're either nice or naughty, let us know. Send us an email, liberty@lc.org, liberty@lc.org. We want to hear from you because that's how we get information. We'll check it out to make sure it's pervasive and it's not just one store kind of acting rogue one way or the other. Sometimes that happens. We want to make sure that it's a policy that they're doing across the country, that it's actually coming from the top. Either way, express positive to them when they're acknowledging Christmas, even if it sounds silly, even if it sounds obvious, because it hasn't always been obvious, and also express the other. You could even say, I'm not going to shop here. I'm going to go down the road to your competitor because they acknowledge Christmas and you don't.
And just shoot them an email or something.
Shoot them an email. Tell them. That's what happened with Walmart. In Walmart, what happened was when they went to the cashier and they wouldn't even get a return greeting, they ultimately left their stuff. Mm. They wouldn't even buy it. They walked out.
Wow.
That sends a message.
That sure does.
Do it politely, but do it. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember the real reason for the season. Remember Liberty Counsel, especially at this time of year. It's a critical, important time for Liberty Counsel in our year-end activities and so many other things. We want you to be a part of this ministry. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.